This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, April 8th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A German pastor is fighting expulsion from Turkey as the country is expelling many foreign Christian leaders on supposed national security grounds. Pastor Michael Fuhlner told Morningstar News he is hopeful that a court may strike down his security threat designation and allow him to stay. Fuhlner came to Turkey in 1999 as an aid worker and has pastored there since 2003. Officials arrested the pastor last year and threatened to deport him. Since a coup attempt in 2016, the Turkish government has targeted foreign Christians and missionaries for expulsion and banned other Christians from entering. The African country of Sudan signed a peace agreement with a major rebel group last week. The move paves the way for a final peace agreement in the country torn by internal conflict. The final rebel group did not sign peace agreements like other groups last year, because they demanded an end to Islamic Sharia law. Sudan has been ruled under Sharia law since 1983. The new agreement calls for the establishment of a democratic state that respects religious freedom and does not force a religion on anyone. Psalm 46 verses 9 and 10 says, "He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Last year, 99,948 unborn babies died in abortions in Germany. That number is slightly down compared with the previous 3 years. The majority of German women coming in for abortions were between 18 and 34 years old. Only 4% of the abortions were listed for medical or criminal reasons. A study by the Supreme Court Review found today's U.S. Supreme Court is more likely to support religious liberty than in the past. The court under Chief Justice John Roberts has, quote, "ruled in favor of religious organizations far more frequently than its predecessors, over 81% of the time, compared to about 50% for all previous eras since 1953, end quote. Also, the Roberts Court was much less likely to hand down anti-religious outcomes. 18% of rulings from the Roberts Court were anti-religious, while 40 to 50% of rulings from previous Chief Justice eras were anti-religious. On Tuesday, Arkansas became the first state to ban so-called, quote, "gender transition," end quote, hormone treatments and mutilating surgeries for children. The State House and Senate passed the Arkansas Save Adolescents from Experimentation Act. Sadly, Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson vetoed the bill, but thankfully, the legislature overrode the veto. At least 16 other states are considering similar bills to protect children from the transgender agenda. Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey announced the state's mask mandate ends this week. She encourages people to exercise personal responsibility. Alabama has opened COVID-19 vaccine eligibility to people 16 and over. Meanwhile, coronavirus hospitalizations, positive tests, and daily case numbers are down in the state. During the COVID pandemic, a new Lifeway research survey found that 57% of American adults wonder on a regular basis about how they can find more meaning and purpose in life. That's up from 51% in 2011. However, compared to 2011, fewer Americans strongly agree there is more than the physical world or that there is an ultimate purpose and plan for every person's life. Ecclesiastes 12 verses 13 and 14 says, "Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil." And finally, the Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City announced they performed the first human tracheal transplant surgery. The trachea, or windpipe, carries air to and from the lungs, but has evaded doctors' attempts to successfully transplant for years. Sonia Sein, age 56, was the recipient of the historic transplant. Her trachea was injured after a harsh asthma attack. She went through surgery after surgery trying to repair it. After the transplant, she said, quote, "For me, it felt like right after I was able to breathe. When I took that first breath, it was heaven," end quote. The pioneering surgery has the potential to save the lives of thousands of patients around the world who have suffered tracheal damage. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, April 8th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.